Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Talk to anybody in this country about housing and they'll tell you that there should be more housing, houses built, that the housing market is broken or dysfunctional or whatever formula of words they use. And they'll always say, why aren't we building more houses in this country? Well, this afternoon, the Eireachtas Housing Committee has been hearing about the challenges to the provision of housing and its infrastructure as well. Almost 30,000 homes were built in 2022, yet we know demand is still hugely outstrips supply in this country. So what are the roadblocks to more housing provision and how do we make it affordable, which is a key question? Well, Hubert Fitzpatrick is the Director General Designate of the Construction Industry Federation, the CIF. He appeared before the committee this afternoon and he joins me now. Hubert, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
You must be sick of having this conversation with punters when they know what you do. But what did you tell the Eireachtas committee today? There's so many questions. All right, what are the major roadblocks first in terms of building more houses?
Well, first of all, a priority for the industry is to deliver more homes for more people. And in doing so, one of the critical factors is that we need to have an adequate bank of zoned service land. And that is land that has water services, roads and energy. That means that land can be developed in the immediate term. So the question going forward in terms of the development plan process is how can we ensure that all lands that are zoned for development is ready to go and is capable of being developed within the lifetime of the plan. So we appeared in front of the Eireachtas committee this afternoon and we set out a number of the concerns. There are certain tracts of land that were zoned for development maybe 10 years ago, even possibly 15 years ago, and they're not capable of being developed in the short term because they don't have services. And we did articulate the view that we need longer-term planning in respect of services for zoned lands. We need to be looking at least at a 10 to 15-year time horizon in respect of, say, water services, in respect of roads and transport services. And we need to adopt an optimistic view as to what is required.
Hang on a second. Go back there. You're saying that land that was zoned for residential building 10 years ago is still not ready to go?
Some lands, yes, were zoned over 10 years ago, and if a planning application was lodged on that in the morning, it would be refused. And that might be refused for want of transport infrastructure or indeed water services infrastructure.
So let's tease this out a little bit, right? Who's responsible for putting those services into the zoned land?
Well, there may be capacity constraints in terms of certain road networks may have to be improved. Maybe there's a new interchange that will have to be installed on a major route.
But it's government, isn't it?
Come in there.
It's government.
Part of it is via government agencies. But what we need to do...
Before you move on, this is the dichotomy that I'm trying to point out here. It is government that has zoned this land for residential. And it's government that's holding development up because they haven't put in the services, basically is what you're saying.
Well, what we're saying is that we need organisations such as Ishka Éireann to actually be able to be allowed to plan for the longer term, and that any constraints on those bodies in terms of the planning consents for their projects can be addressed in the short to medium term. I mean, they must go through, say, a board planola approach in respect of approval for some of their projects. They may be subject to judicial reviews in respect of some of their projects. Let's ensure that we have the agencies equipped that can actually fast-track all those approval processes that are required and ensure that can be planned for properly and delivered in a timely fashion.
Okay.
We would like a situation where land is zoned for development in a particular development plan, that there should be no inhibitions for the development of that land in the short term. And it follows from there that we need to adopt a longer-term view in respect of our requirements.
In terms of the medium term, let's say, how many houses do we need to be building, in your opinion?
Well, there was about 30,000 houses delivered in 2022. There are different projections. Housing for All says we need about 33,500 units. And if we look at the Housing Commission report, that says that you could need up to 62,000 units.
What's deliverable, realistically?
Well, the government have introduced a lot of initiatives to stimulate supply over the last 18 months, and I'm confident that that should deliver increased completions in 2024 and 2025. But we have to ensure that the zoned land that's out there is capable of being serviced and can be delivered.
I know, but what could put a figure on it if you can? What could the sector deliver in terms of optimal?
I would hope that for 2023, housing output will be equivalent to what it was in 2022. And I would be confident that we could have increased housing output in 2024.
That's still not enough to meet demand, is it?
It's still not enough to meet demand. We have a high demand. We've stood this in light of our population projections. I mean, the census produced its results there only a couple of weeks ago, and that indicates that our population has increased by 8%. Between 2016 and 2022, which was much higher than what was envisaged in the national planning framework. So we are the fastest growing country at the moment in Europe, population wise. We need to go back and look at our national planning framework population projections that are in place. Let's adopt an optimistic view with regard to population growth, and that we can facilitate and enable that growth to take place.
My God, Hubert, you're slashing. I must say, you're slashing the credibility of the powers that be here, because what you're telling me is that they're not talking to each other in terms of the residential land being serviced and then being ready for development. And you're also telling me now that the national planning framework is out of date.
Well, the National Planning Framework was prepared a number of years ago, and it based its projections on household population. Since that was published, we have had substantial growth in population, and we've had a substantial number of increase in level of in-migration into the country. So we have up-to-date data now available. Let's go and review the National Planning Framework, determine what we feel are the realistic population projections for the next 5 years, and indeed the best guesstimate for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And let's ensure that in conjunction with state agencies, we determine what are the major infrastructure requirements to enable that growth to take place, and then ensure that we have the mechanisms in place to ensure that that infrastructure can be delivered. Because without that infrastructure being delivered, there could be problems in delivering increased housing supply to meet that demand going forward.
Do you understand, Hubert, the tens of millions of the Department of Housing underspend that's reported time and again today? Do you understand the reasoning behind that?
Look, industry wants to deliver an increased volume of housing. The department have introduced a range of initiatives to help make housing more affordable to first-time buyers. And I'm confident that first-time buyers throughout the country can look at those range of initiatives and say, hold on, now I can afford to buy a home in my local area.
No, that's fair enough. I understand that, but that's not answering the question. I'm saying that money is budgeted for to deliver more housing, and it's gone. It's not being spent. And I've asked the government about this previously on this programme, and various ministers, they point to the pandemic delays or the war in Ukraine that's affected supply issues, and that inflation in construction in particular that's affected costing and maybe the viability of projects and so on. And that's maybe has paused for developers' projects. Is that valid reasoning, in your opinion, for not spending money?
Viability was a big issue for the industry over the last 12 to 18 months. It's as a result of that viability concerns that the department have now introduced a waiver for development levies for the next 18 months, and also the various schemes that the department have introduced to make housing more affordable for first-time buyers. With those initiatives now introduced, I am confident that the industry can play its part in delivering increased output. And that in turn should mean we'll have more first-time buyers able to buy homes next year and the year after.
Okay, well, it's not the industry I'm worried about based on what you're telling me, I must say, but it's something we'll pick up again quite soon, I'm sure. Hubert Fitzpatrick, Director General Designate of the CIF. Thanks very much for joining us in the programme.